You're listening to SBS News.
Australia has had its fair share of cyber attacks recently. High-profile breaches of the data of Optus and Medibank customers have thrust the issue of Australia's cybersecurity into the spotlight. And now, the annual threat report from the Australian Cybersecurity Centre shows that cybercrime is indeed on the rise. Federal Minister for Cybersecurity, Claire O'Neill, has told the ABC that cybercrime is now a major issue of national security.
I don't think it'll be news to any Australian watching today that the state of our world has changed a lot. We've got the war in Ukraine, we've got threats in our region. Cyber is going to be a core part of this. So it's not just about the frauds or the texts that you and I might receive, but, you know, real issues around the security of our country going forward. So this is a core national security focus of our government.
The report says that the last financial year, a cyber crime was reported to authorities every 7 minutes, up from 8 minutes the year before. That amounts to 76,000 incidents of online crime in the 2020 to 2021 financial year, an increase of 13%. The report doesn't cover the period in which the data of Optus and Medibank customers was stolen, the biggest cyber attacks in Australia so far. But even before those hacks, there was a 75% increase in ransomware attacks, where criminals stole the personal information of hundreds of thousands of Australians as part of their extortion tactics. Claire O'Neill says the message to big business remains the same.
But I just say again to big businesses around this country, you've got obligations here to Australians, especially if you're collecting and keeping personal information about your customers. I want the whole corporate sector to step up and do better.
And the report finds the cost of cybercrime to businesses of all sizes is big. On average, a small business lost $39,000 as a result of cyber attack, which increased to $88,000 for medium-sized business and $62,000 for a large one. There was a cost to individuals too. For example, almost $100 million was lost to Australians having compromised email systems, an average of $64,000 for each reported instance. Scams include criminals sending emails pretending to be a business in order to solicit payments, such as a real estate agent requesting a deposit. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Richard Marles has told Channel 7 that people need to take steps to protect themselves online.
People have to be vigilant. It's not a matter of panicking here, but it is a matter of being really vigilant, making sure that you're updated with your software, making sure that you have two-factor authentication on your apps, on the data that you keep, making sure you're not clicking on links where you don't know where they're from. All of these are really simple measures that people can take and make a huge difference. And I think people have got to understand that with this increase in cyber crime and cyber threat, it's really important that people are vigilant.
He's flagged a potential public health style education campaign to increase awareness about cyber crime. Richard Marles says recent events have given Australians something of a wake-up call about cybersecurity.
What's really clear is that cybercrime is now big business. There's a lot of pickpockets out there in cyberspace, and sometimes this is happening on a grand scale. But we're also seeing more state actors engage. That's happening very much in the open in the war in Ukraine between Russia and Ukraine, where Russia is having malware attacks against Ukraine. But they're not the only ones. And in the murky grey world that the cyberspace is, a lot of this is interacting with each other.
The report says that cyberspace has increasingly become the domain of warfare, naming Russia, China and Iran as state actors involved in cybercrime. It says that worldwide, critical infrastructure has increasingly become a target for attack, putting essential services at risk. And it says that Australia's prosperity makes it an attractive place for cybercriminals to operate. When asked if Australia was losing the fight against cybercrime, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese defended his government's record, highlighting a further $10 billion for Australia's cyber spy agency, the Australian Signals Directorate, in the federal budget.
We know that cyber security is important. It's more important today than it was a year ago. A year ago, it was more important than it was 2 years ago. And next year it'll be more important than it is today. Cyber criminals are targeting on a global basis these issues. That's why we've supported very strongly the increased funding for the Australian Signals Directorate. The ASD do an extraordinary job. And I have every faith in them.
But Dr. Soulette Dreyfus from the University of Melbourne says at the moment, cyber criminals do have the upper hand.
And part of the reason for that is that it's very difficult to defend. If you imagine you're working in the IT department of a major company, you've got hundreds of people you've got to defend. You have to be right 100% of the time. But the attacker only has to be right once to win. So yes, you know, at the moment, the attackers have the upper hand. What we have to do is actually raise Australia's security for the whole ecosystem. So it's not just about your home or your small business or your company. It's actually about trying to raise it for a whole neighborhood, community, that sort of thing.
And she has this advice for small businesses who may be struggling with cybersecurity.
They really are kind of the backbone of the economy, and they're the ones who are not investing in this because they think they'll never get hit. I'm a pizza shop. I employ 10 people. Who's going to hack me, right? But actually, you may be a target, and there are a whole lot of ways that someone could make money off of you by being a target. So it actually makes sense to take cybersecurity seriously. And once you get the systems in place, it's not that hard to keep them running. It's not that hard to keep it updated. You just got to be a little bit vigilant about it. Just like you go through checks for any other part of your business to make sure it's clean, or if you're handling food that you do it properly, or serving alcohol that you do it responsibly. It's the same sort of thing.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.